inflation worries helped pressure cattle futures to start the week. U.S. beef exports to Japan and South Korea continue to lead the way, but China is gaining ground. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmal with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 11th of January. Inflation jitters weighed on most commodities and outside markets Monday. Cattle futures were also pressured by recently slower packer processing and fears of backlogging cattle. Live cattle futures closed an average of 86 cents lower, from 17 cents lower at the back to $1.47 lower toward the front, amid heavy trade. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 81 cents lower, from a nickel lower at the back to $1.42 lower. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from mostly inactive on very light demand to a standstill through Monday afternoon, with too few transactions to trend, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were steady in the Texas Panhandle at $138 hundredweight, but steady to $2 lower at $136 to $138 in Kansas, and at $138 to $140 in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt. Dress trade was also steady to $2 lower at $220. The five area direct average steer price was $1.18 lower on a live basis last week at $138.41 hundredweight. The average price in the beef was 91 cents lower at $219.98. Choice box beef cutout value is $4.22 higher Monday afternoon at $276.04 hundredweight. Select was $5.40 higher at $266.50. As for grains, soybean futures softened to start the week with rains forecast for South America. Soybean futures closed 21 to 26 cents lower through November of 22, then 14 to 19 cents lower through Sep of 23, and mostly 4 cents lower across the rest of the board. Corn futures closed fractionally mixed to 7 cents lower through May of 23, and then mostly 4 to 5 cents higher.
Whoa! Herefords are the efficiency experts for a reason. In crossbreeding systems, Herefords boost pregnancy rates by 7% and add $30 per head in feed yard profitability. And Hereford genetics bring unrivaled hybrid vigor, longevity, and disposition. Now that'll stop you in your tracks. Come home to Hereford for more pounds, more calves, and more profit. Visit Hereford.org for a sale near you.
Trendable auction sales, monitored by Cattle Current, got off to a strong start Monday. Through mid-session, feeder steers were selling unevenly steady, and feeder heifers were trading $2 to $4 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there are an estimated 17,000 head on hand. Steer and heifer calves there were selling steady to $3 higher. Also through mid-session, steers weighing less than 525 pounds were selling $5 to $7 higher at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri. Steers weighing more than 525 pounds were selling steady to $2 higher. Feeder heifers were trading steady. There were an estimated 11,000 head on offer. Remember, you can get a Monday to Monday market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices continued to sag Monday beneath the weight of concerns surrounding higher forthcoming interest rates. However, they clawed back some earlier session losses by the end of the trading day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 162 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 6 points lower, but the NASDAQ was up 6 points. As mentioned in the last issue of Cattle Current, U.S. beef exports continued at a record pace through November in terms of both volume and value. and trade is expected to remain generally supportive this year, according to Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University. In his weekly market comments, Peel explains, beef exports are forecast to pull back slightly this year, but lower imports are also forecast. In terms of destinations for U.S. beef exports, Japan will finish 2021 as the leading volume destination, but is in a neck-to-neck race with South Korea on export value, according to USMEF data. For January through November, U.S. beef exports to Korea were record high at 258,552 metric tons, valued at $2.17 billion. That was up 13% and 36% respectively year over year. During the same period, exports to Japan were 6% above last year's pace at 297,354 metric tons. Export value reached $2.16 billion, up 22%, and exceeding $2 billion for the first time since 2018. Growth to Japan has been in the chilled beef category and in tons, skirts, and other variety meat. Peel explains beef byproducts, which are mostly exported, had significantly higher value last year, averaging nearly 54% higher year over year. He adds that byproduct value increases were led by sharply higher tallow prices, both edible and inedible, and by hide prices that were up 62% year over year. Prices were also higher for liver, tun, tripe, and cheek meat. Also of note, through November, beef exports to China and Hong Kong were on pace to exceed $2 billion for the year. Through November, exports to the region nearly doubled from a year ago. Volume was up 98% and value increased 125% to $1.9 billion. According to USMEF, direct exports to China were bolstered by greatly improved market access achieved in the U.S.-China Phase 1 Economic and Trade Agreement. Although the China and Hong Kong market for U.S. beef was growing at a slower pace at the end of last year, Peel says continued growth is expected and could push China and Hong Kong above South Korea or possibly Japan in the foreseeable future. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 11th of January. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.